Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. We have a wonderful day today, and I suppose Ada Marie, you've been talking to your spirits as usual.
Yes.
And are they all ready to answer questions?
I believe they are, and they are really blessing me today. We have had two transitions where people passed over, and yesterday and last night, and we've been working diligently today. So we have been surrounded by angels and assistants, and I think our people are in a very good place right now.
So wonderful.
That is wonderful.
Great. Yes. And do they have any message for us before we begin
We do have a message, and that is for people to realize that the beauty, the light, and the love that they receive as they move into the new world is so peaceful, so loving, and so warm that they can't possibly believe it could happen. And they all three said that. So, you
wonderful.
Know, it's a wonderful thing. And I asked early yesterday, we knew this was going to happen. Yesterday I asked the one lady if she would just describe a little bit of what she felt, if she could get through to me. And she did.
Oh, wonderful.
So it was just, and then she said, I'm going to rest, and that was it. I didn't hear any more. I haven't heard one more from her. But
good.
She described it as being absolutely a wonderful, peaceful, loving energy around her.
Good, good.
Very calm. So I thought,
that's great to know.
And I said I would share that. So I asked her. She says, oh, absolutely share it, because there were weeks when I was really afraid of what was going to happen. And now I know I want everybody to know how well and loving it is when you arrive home. And that was the way
yes,
she said
you know,
it.
That's one of the most wonderful things about this work we do is that people get over being afraid of dying. Because there isn't really. My spirits say there's no such thing as dying. There's birth and rebirth.
That's right. That's what she says. There is no such thing. And she says that. But she said the feeling of warmth and love is so wonderful that we haven't felt it that much on Earth. So it's just awesome to be here and know you are loved just right there. It's that love is right there for you.
And that is marvelous.
That is really marvelous. She's been one of the people who has talked to me the longest, but I'd known her for years before she made her transition.
Oh,
and we had worked together, so it was easy that she could tell
me. Oh, sure, it was easy.
Yeah. So I've been really happy. I baked four pies, two apple and two
cherry. Well, that's a good way of sharing love.
Okay. Everybody's going to be here around 6 o'clock. And when they get here, I have pie and coffee. Or, you know,
very
some hors d'oeuvres. It'll be a very nice gathering.
Good. Would you like to take a question now? Are you ready?
Absolutely. I am ready.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. Do you have a question? Tell me your name. Tell us your name.
My name is Brittany, and I just wanted to call out my relationship. You know, we've been up and down, and I just want to know what do your spirit guides tell you, what type of advice do you have?
Your relationship is... due to end, and a new, wonderful, light relationship is going to come to you in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
That's what I was given.
You sound like you're in shock.
Well, it came so fast.
Is it going to end and come into a different person?
Yes, you're going to have a different relationship. It's going to be, in the first place, it's going to be somebody who is fun to be with and full of laughter and loves to spend time with you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
We women, sometimes we try to hold on past the time when it's better to let go, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been working on letting go or whatever. You know, I decided once my phone go off, I was going to get everything changed so he couldn't reach out to me anymore.
Oh, well, that's
good.
That's good.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you hang on, because you might get some interesting information from other people's questions. A lot of people say that happens to them here.
Okay.
Thank you, Brittany. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Well, I believe this is Tanya. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Hi, Tanya.
Okay, you have...
Hi. My question is about career. I started a new career path in May, and I just want to know if the guides have any advice on my new career path.
It's an excellent choice. Excellent choice. And you will find many, many options there that will be very interesting to you and will really help you move upward quickly.
Okay. So you do then see me graduating in November?
Yes.
And making it on the 4th?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. That came fast. Ooh.
Yes.
Yes, it did.
You know, sometimes the question is kind of hard to answer. But when it comes fast, you know it's right, don't you?
Yeah, correct. Sometimes I can't get an answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I'm still a little nervous, but I think I have so much to offer. I guess I just don't want to get ahead of myself.
Well, don't get ahead of yourself. Just go with the flow.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Good idea.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Tanya.
Thank you.
And let's see. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Let's see. We're talking to someone from in the 929 area code. Well, I don't know.
They might have their mute on.
Mm-hmm. Well, they may have just stepped away from the phone for a minute.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Do you have any other information from Spirit for us, or anything that you especially want to talk about?
Well, I'm quite happy today because I really have enjoyed being helpful and doing what I could to make people feel relaxed and comfortable in this situation. And there's been a lot of laughter. And I think that's a good thing, to remember joyful things about people when they've made their transition. So
absolutely.
I really believe that that's the way it should be. because people then always have a pleasant and wonderful thought process and memory of the of their friend that they've lost when they hear something mm-hmm. fun and wonderful. So
right.
I really believe that's an important part of getting together to celebrate mm-hmm. someone's life.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting that sometimes when we miss someone so much, we wind up holding on to them and liking being an anchor to their spirit, and they're so concerned about us, they can't take advantage of.
They can't get off of the earth plane is what happens.
Right.
And they're
mm-hmm.
stuck there. So don't hold somebody so tight that they can't go on to their rightful place. I mean, that's a sad thing. I've had many people come, and I've had to help them let go of a loved
yeah.
one because they have just tied that person to them. And they're
right.
having trouble sleeping. They're having trouble eating. They don't feel good. Because after a
mm-hmm.
while, the person is going to try to struggle to get free and
yeah,
go on to their
course.
Own work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
Yes, that is a...
I think instead of a funeral, we should have a birthday party.
Well, it is a birthday for the other person that transcended.
Yes, it is.
It's a wonderful
mm-hmm.
party for them. And they're usually greeted by some of their very dearest friends and loved ones and family. So if you let them be, just knowing that you had the privilege of having time with them on earth, and just hold that wonderful feeling or that privilege close to your heart, you can't do any harm. The person
that's
can be
right.
fine and can go on and,
mm-hmm.
and be just fine. So that's
right.
a good thing.
It sure is. We have another question, if you'd
okay.
like to take it now.
Certainly.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello, Mary? Ada Marie?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, it's Candy.
Hi.
Hi,
who
Ada Marie. You know, I just wanted to ask you, because remember the time you spoke about looking in the mirror to find your spiritual guide and focus and
mm-hmm.
being quiet. Could you just review that for me? Because I had a hectic day that day and I didn't catch the whole entire show. So could
mm.
you just like quickly maybe go over it if you have time today?
Well, we'll do it right now.
I would appreciate it.
Okay. Well, listen, if you're looking in the mirror, which is what? That's the way a lot of people start. You don't have to start that way, but for a lot of people, it makes them feel better. And you're looking right into your eyes, and you are being very quiet and no thoughts in your head. Keep your head clear and looking into your eyes and calling your spirit guide. And you have more than one, and sometimes three or four will come. One lady called me up, and she said, I did not realize I had so much help. There were a number of them around me, but there were two of them that stepped forward and assisted me in how I should learn to talk to them. So
interesting.
There is kind of a system or plan. But I always found it easy when I told my students to look into the mirror. And a lot of times they have the feeling of someone being around them, even though they don't see any motion in the mirror. They feel the presence of a loving energy. And I say to them, well, say hello, address that energy,
okay.
and say thank you for coming. And then wait to see what you are given. And you will be given something. And it will be positive. Spirits never give negativity. That isn't what they do. They don't live in the energy pattern of but low vibrations. They only live in high vibrations. So they do not give you a negative anything. If one does, dismiss them instantly because they are not on a level that you want to be on or that anybody wants to be on.
Let's see.
But, go ahead.
No, I'm understanding it much better now.
Oh, good. Good.
And, you know, so not everybody is clairvoyant. Not everybody sees. But there are people who just know and people who feel and people who hear. And so sometimes we're looking for something that doesn't work for us.
Right.
So it's so important. I mean, Ada Marie and I have constantly recommended this, to take what comes and accept it and say thank you and wait for what else is going to come.
Right, and you may get an answer for something that doesn't make any sense at all.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. The answer will be kind of there, and it'll say, the weather will change. Well, what does that mean when your question was, shall I take a new job or not? And the answer comes, the weather will change. And what does that really mean? You just kind of, you get that answer and you go, what? But what that, something like that really means is that there's other opportunities coming in. So sometimes
or maybe even the atmosphere in the place you're working might change.
That's true, but basically it's something you have to contend with or deal with or know about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not bad. It's not necessarily bad. It's just
mm-hmm.
the way that the spirit has of getting your attention so that you listen to what they say. Because sometimes, yes?
No, I thank you. You made things much clearer for me.
Good. Good.
I appreciate it. And I thank you both. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And
you have a wonderful
day. Another thing, we constantly have to remind people that spirit doesn't have any sense of time, and it doesn't have any, and they usually don't speak words there over there. So that
usually sometimes just a feeling that comes through. But mm-hmm. truthfully, they don't have any sense of time, any kind of time, day or night or any kind of time. For them, it's always the same, and it's always comfortable, and they keep raising their vibration and learning how to, they study over there too, learning how to do better and better things for themselves and for others that they can help. So it's a win-win situation. And anybody who's not interested in that is going to just drop out of that arena. But
okay.
if they really want to be loving and transmit that love to people, believe me, you get many opportunities to do so.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Cheer to help.
Okay. Another interesting thing is you can say, help me to understand, and sometimes you wake up at 2:00 in the morning and go, got the answer.
Right, that's true. That's what I say, they have no sense of time. They can take you out of a sound sleep. And, oh, goodness, okay. And you'll fall right back to sleep. That's amazing.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a good thing to have a pad and pen beside your bed so you can write it down and remember it.
Right. I never go to bed without a pen and a pad. And sometimes
uh-huh.
a tablet. If I can't find one of those pads, I just grab a tablet off the desk.
Uh-huh.
Because I just don't know,
You never know. Once spirit understands that you want to communicate, they'll communicate.
Absolutely, they communicate. There's no question about that. And all their communications, like I say, are on a high level, a higher level. And this morning, when I awakened, I came out and got a drink of water, like most people do, and was headed for the bathroom when I heard the energy pattern kind of give me a little shove, like, peel those apples. And I turned around and looked back at the bowl. And I thought, I think they're telling me to go to work.
Speaking of going to work, we have another person who has a question for you.
Good.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
Katie. How are you?
Hi, Katie.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you both for taking my call.
What's your question?
My question is, I have this project that I had been working on, and I got the idea to kind of blend it with another project that I had, through writing pieces. So I was wondering if you see that's a good idea or if I should just keep them separate.
The feeling I'm getting is it's going to be a little difficult to do both projects because they don't go together.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be separated in some form. And if they are, you have to pick one or the other.
Okay.
I mean, but it's your choice, honey.
Yeah.
And also, after you finish the one you chose, you can go back and do the other one.
Maybe. Because the one she's chosen is a long, long, I mean, it's very intense, and it goes a long, long ways.
Yes.
So,
yes, that's true.
Yes. So that one I think you need to stay on.
Yeah. I don't know. One begins with an M and the other an I.
Mm-hmm.
And
you started the one with the I.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. So you better hang in there for the long run.
Wow. Okay. But you see, eventually it'll come to fruition and I'll get it out.
Oh, yes,
there.
It will. It'll be about almost a year, but it will come to fruition and be fine.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. It just seems like right now that you're struggling with it.
Yeah, that's because I just got this idea. Let me blend it with the one with the M.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should then just keep them separate. Because if I leave it the way it is, then I'm pretty much done. I just have to, like, you know, get it out there. You know.
Well, it's up to you. But I mean, you know, I think you picked the right one.
Okay. The I. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
I'm just getting that you can sit with it and pray and dedicate it to and think about what you're aiming for and who is going to benefit and it might expand a bit, who knows, because A to C is a long one, so there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would, like, if, you know, eventually if maybe somebody could come and help so that I would be able to do both maybe at the same time.
Yeah, but let's do one first.
Yeah.
Let's just stick with one because you're doing a very good job with it. And just stay with the one.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
Thank you both so very much. God bless you both. Thank you.
You're
okay.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
I'm not sure if we got your question yet.
No, you haven't.
Who are we talking with?
Hi, my name is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
How are you?
Wonderful. What is your question?
My question is, I've been thinking about getting a real estate salesperson's license. Is that a good idea?
Yes. Woo. Yes, Jessica. That came quickly before you even quit talking.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sounds like you're in for some very wonderful, wonderful adventures and work and good income.
Yes, yeah, so that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if we have any more questions.
Okay.
Let me see. I think this is someone who didn't want to ask a question. Hello?
Oh, you just answered my question. Hello.
That's what I thought, but I just wanted to make absolutely certain. We don't want to miss anyone. Okay.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you.
Okay. And Ada Marie, do you have more news from the spirit guides that for
well,
us today?
The things that pertain to everyday life are the things that we like to ask and have the spirit guides answer, you know, give us some insight of. But one of the things that I found that people really bypass is the fact that even though they don't hear anything from a spirit guide, they feel something. Now, a feeling of something happening or something coming or something moving. Okay, I have a feeling that there is something coming, and I know from that feeling that is coming. And when I see it coming, sometimes I see it coming in the back door, and sometimes I just see it coming. But I know that all I have to do is release it to get it to materialize. And therein is the secret. If you keep expecting and not releasing it to come, it can't get to you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Sometimes we try too hard, and we're thinking and worrying, wondering, and spirit can't get through.
It can't get through. You have to say, okay, that's wonderful. I'll be here waiting when you're ready to see me. In other words, treat them like they're a friend and you're looking forward to seeing them. A while back, a lady came and she was having a very difficult time finding a house because they're so expensive. I mean, just cost a fortune today to live in a house, it seems like, if you don't own it. And I told her, I said, have you looked at houses? Oh, yes, I have, and they're all out of my price range. I said, well, do you have a room? Do you have an idea to have a roommate, or do you have children, or what is it you have? And she looked right at me and said, nothing. Just like that, nothing.
My goodness.
I said, what? She says, I don't have anything. I just want a house. I want to live in a house. I said, well, then I'll tell you the best way to do that is to get a job taking care of somebody who needs care. Be a caretaker, and you can live in a house with the person and take care of them. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Oh, she says, I never even heard of that. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Well, anyway, I said it, and I hope I didn't cause any trouble for somebody. But she went off. I never saw her again. So she must have got a job.
Isn't that amazing?
But, yeah. But I thought to myself, you know, you can always find work and be a something for somebody to help somebody and have a means of livelihood. Not really a great, phenomenal one necessarily, but you have a livelihood because you get paid and you have a room and, you know. I just thought it was very funny the way she the way she said it. But you don't know how people think either. They don't. They sometimes don't think outside of the box.
And a lot of times you don't know what's going to come out of your mouth.
Yeah, I never know what's coming out of my mouth. That's the problem. When I hear what you hear, it's the first time I've heard it. And I try to say to people, I usually can't repeat it because all it's done is just come through me. It wasn't given to me. Do you know the difference? If I give you a phone number, I could give it to you twice. But if a phone number comes through me, I couldn't even begin to tell you what it was going to be if I had to do it.
Sure. Absolutely.
Because that's how spirit works. I mean, that's just how it works.
Yeah.
That is not necessarily easy to, you know, to explain to people. Because every single person has the ability, if they will just do their homework, to be silent and carry their silence and do not talk. Do not share with other people the things that you are given, because they will quit sharing with you because it causes too much commotion. And they, well, that's impossible. That could never happen. Well, I want to tell you some, what could never, never happen has happened over and over and over in our lifetimes, you know. All spirit really cares about is that you don't share, that you hold it close to your heart and watch it happen for you. That's what spirit cares about. They care about you. They came to you, and they care about you. So please honor them. Yeah. I think that's an important thing that people should think about. I could be wrong, but I feel that that's very important to you and to the spirit.
Okay. That sounds right to me.
Well, it makes sense to me because you don't know. A little boy, I told you the story about the little boy who was 4 years old and he said, I'm going to be a fireman. Remember that story? He was 4 years old.
Oh, my.
I'm going to be a fireman. And I'm going to drive a big fire truck, a big red fire truck. And all growing up, he had always mentioned the fact that someday he was going to be a fireman. Well, by golly, he became a fireman, all right. He not only became a fireman, he became a teacher to teach the firemen how to do their work. And he traveled around. He was on a fire truck for 5 years, and then they picked him to travel around and talk to the young cadets that were going to school to be firemen. And happy as a clam, but he was little when he decided to be a fireman.
That's quite amazing that, you know, sometimes people don't find their calling until they're much older in life.
But
and yet some people know it right away to begin. It's So who can say?
The parents a lot of times don't go along with the kids when they say, you know, they're going to do something and be something.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying, well, that's wonderful. You'll enjoy
mm-hmm.
that. So mm-hmm. sometimes they talk them out of something that would probably have been very good for them.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
It is. It's quite amazing.
Yeah. Right.
So, there's so much that we think we know what's going on, and most of the time we have no idea. You know,
that's right.
There's so many layers to this life. I believe we have someone with a question. Let's see. One second here. Okay. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. What is your name?
Hello? Hi,
yes.
Jessica.
Oh, okay.
Jessica. Hello?
Yes?
Huh. Can
you
I ask
a question?
Yeah, I wanted to know what's coming for me in my love life, when a new man will appear.
Well, I'm looking in your auric field, and you look like you have plenty of options. That's all I can tell you. Many good things. You must pick and choose carefully.
No, there's no one that would be a good match right now. They're not, there's no one that is, let's say, right.
No, the person that you're going to find for a match you haven't even met yet.
Yeah, when's that happening? That's all I care about.
I don't know. It appears to be later on. I'm not sure. I'm not getting a time. It might be the holiday time. I know it's a time when you're very, very busy, and you may just ignore the person in the beginning because you're so busy you don't have time for them. But you will find that person within the next year.
Yeah, I've been praying about it. So, yeah, I hope sooner,
of course. There is no time here. I don't have a time thing. But I noticed when you asked me, there was snow on the ground. And I don't even know where you're at. So, wherever you're at, it would be during that season of winter.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting because it's been feeling a little bit like fall lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thinking on it, energy comes over me and it feels really nice. And it's hard to explain, but it just feels like I'm in another dimension. Like it feels like everything is good in my life and everything's
you're
working out.
And happy and healthy.
Yeah,
all
everything.
Yeah.
It feels wonderful.
That's good. That's good. Hang on to that energy.
Yeah.
It will appear.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. Wow, what an answer. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Are you there?
I'm here. I was disconnected, and nobody understand. I don't understand why, but I'm back. I just called in as a guest.
Oh. Well,
isn't that funny?
That's odd that they disconnected you.
Yeah, it's certainly strange. But anyway, I was able to get back in. So.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah. So I hope you've been having a good time without me.
Well, we didn't do anything without you because there was nobody to talk to.
How about that?
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, okay. So I hope you I hope if you have any more information from Spirit by any chance.
Well, I don't have a lot because there seem to be thinning out here. There were a number of them here, and now just a few minutes ago it seemed like I was down to no spirits, and then one showed up. And so
okay.
I was trying to find out what happened to the person on the other end of the phone because I was talking and all of a sudden you were gone.
Uh-huh.
And you must have been disconnected or something.
Yeah, I was just connected completely. So
yeah.
I guess the person you were talking to was disconnected too.
I guess they were, yeah.
Hmm.
How funny.
It's never happened before.
No.
Would you like to give your telephone number so that people can
yes,
call
I
you?
Should.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told that about 50 times and I forget it. My name is Ada, A-D-A, Marie, M-A-R-I-E. And my phone number is 520-896-9510. And if you call and leave a message or a phone number, I will call you back. If you don't leave a number, I cannot call you back because I cannot get it off my phone quick enough to get the number, all the whole number. So if you're calling and want to have a counseling, be sure you leave your name and your number slowly so it registers on my machine and I can call you back. If you're calling just to ask a question, do the same thing. I will call you back and I will try to answer your question if I can. But I get a lot of calls and people say, what do you do? Well, what I do is I do answer questions, and I get calls from doctors and nurses and people in business, and some of those calls take some time. I have to be on the phone for maybe a couple of hours with those people. So don't feel that you can't get through. You just have to wait and leave a number. If I have a number on the phone, when I look at it, I call that number back. And I do that all day long between calls. This morning I had a call. Someone passed. I had a call. I was on the phone for like 3.5 hours. When I got off the phone, there were 6 messages waiting for me, which I tried to answer all 6 of them.
Sure.
And you just have to keep trying. And if you just keep trying, you'll eventually get through. I only have one phone. I don't want any more phones. All I can do is talk to one person at a time.
Sure. Speaking of one person at a time, we do have someone who just called in. Let me see who's in 914 number. Let's see.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Who are we speaking with?
My name is Maria from New
York.
Okay.
Maria, okay.
From New York.
Yeah.
From New York.
Okay.
I want to know if you see me go in Italy this year, next year.
Say that again.
Going to Italy?
Right. So you see me go there.
Okay.
Are you wanting to go in?
To Italy.
I wanted to go. I wanted to go, yeah.
Because it appears that, do you live there?
No, I live over here.
Okay, but it appears that you might live in Italy. And I don't want
to move there to, instead of going for a visit, to move there to stay to live?
No, to visit.
Okay, but there's, for some reason, there's an extended visit. And I don't know. I don't know how or why.
Do you want to move to Italy to live there?
No.
Just to go for a visit?
Right.
Well, you may have an extended visit for several weeks.
You may stay longer than you thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might do that.
But you do see her definitely going.
Yeah, she's definitely going. That was a given.
Okay.
But she may stay a little longer than she planned to.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. And we have someone else here.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Who are we speaking with?
This is Jane.
Okay.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. How are you both doing?
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. What is your question?
Do you see me changing jobs in the next few months?
Yes. A much better position is coming to you.
Okay. You have a time frame?
Pardon?
Time. When?
A time. Yes.
Oh, when? Well, it will come before the snow flies.
Okay.
It'll come before, I think, October or November.
For October or November? Okay.
Yeah. And you will love it because it's very friendly.
Oh, is it? Okay, good.
Mm-hmm, and good money, too.
Lovely.
So I'll get more. There'll be more money than what I'm making at my current
probably
job.
more than you have now.
Oh, okay, that's good. Is it going to be closer to home?
It'll be just half the distance you're driving now.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a good thing.
Yes.
That'll be really good for you.
Anything else?
Is there anything you can see coming up for me as far as relationship, love?
I see several relationships that are tentative, but you're not really interested, I don't think. You know, that I think is a big problem for you. They're nice, but they're not quite right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's coming. You watch. It'll probably by spring, next spring, it'll happen.
Next spring?
Next spring, yeah.
Okay. And how will I meet that person?
I don't know. I have no idea, but you'll meet them in some capacity where there's a group of people.
Okay, for someone that I know?
No.
Cool. Oh, okay.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're coming fast and furious today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we have one more person, I believe, that's ready to ask a question. Just hang in here and you might get some wonderful ideas from other people's questions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. This is Lisa. Hello.
Hello, Lisa.
I wanted to ask you, please. I just got off work like a couple hours ago, and I'm working with somebody else. And I wonder, do you see them taking me on as an assistant, or do you see them taking me on as a partner?
It'll start as an assistant, and then within a year or year and a half, you could be partners.
Okay. So they don't feel – how are they seeing my work? How do they see
They like you and they like your work. They just have to be very careful that, you know, you're as calm and peaceful as you appear. Because they're not happy when they had somebody and they're just too much of a problem. I mean, they don't just complain, they get mad. And you cannot do that in a workplace. You know.
Well, we work out in the field together. We're having lunch with my boss.
Mm-hmm.
On the 14th, and my boss is going to talk to this person I've been working with to talk to them about how I'll be compensated and things like that. Do you see, when I first started working with that person, they said 50-50 split.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see them agreeing to a 50-50 split?
Is he agreeing?
It's a woman. We're all women.
Oh, okay.
Do you see the person that I'm working with? Do you see them agree? When I first started working with them, they suggested that it be a 50-50 split for between me and them.
Right.
Do you see them agreeing to that when we sit down with my boss?
I think they have
boss?
Agreed to it, but they haven't done it yet. Have they done
okay.
it?
Okay. No, I haven't been paid anything.
Right.
I haven't been paid anything. My boss,
right.
That's why my boss is sitting down with them to have a talk. We're all going to have a talk. To
yeah, that's
out
a good idea. And if they don't agree with what they offered you, then move on.
Well, they seem, you know, on many levels, it seems like an agreeable working situation. I was just wondering if they were going to stick. Do you see them sticking by the 50-50 agreement?
I do. I do see that.
Oh, good.
Because that's the way, in that particular case, at what you're doing, that's the only way it's going to work.
Okay, great.
Because of the kind of, you know, there's a lot of work involved there.
Oh, it's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
A lot of work. And if it isn't a 50-50 split, you're working for nothing.
So how long have you been working without getting paid?
Mm-hmm. Are you getting paid now?
We're on commission, all of us.
Mm.
Pardon?
On
commission.
Okay.
It's okay. I really appreciate your insight. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. If they don't pay you, don't stay. Walk.
Yeah, no, you're right. Thank you.
I've done that myself, and I found out I was much better off. That was many, many years ago. And you're a young person, and there are many options out there. So if they withhold the pay, you just withhold your services and look for another. You were looking for, my dad used to say, you were looking for a job when you found that one, and they just stopped you looking for a little while. But you're always looking for a better job. So if you're looking for one now, you'll get one, and just keep on working. You'll probably get a better one. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. And I think that sort of wraps it up. By the way, you didn't give your website and the weekend spiritual
and
physical
retreat.
Rejuvenation to
okay.
your retreat. Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. My email address is Ada. Ada Marie, Marie, at the Golden Oracle, OracleOracle.com. Or you can just go to thegoldenoracle.com. And I do forget on this program to give people my phone number because I'm so reading auras and trying to help, that I don't think about what I need. And my phone number is 520-896-9510. And that number, you can call any time of the day or night. I answer the phone between 7 in the morning and 7 at night. If anybody calls, leave a number and I will call you back. It's not a problem for me to call back. And I will call you back. It's best if you leave a time it would be good to call you, but some people don't do that either. So I just call when I start looking at those numbers. From top to bottom, I just take the number and start calling. So I do call, and I do like to be able to help if I can, or tell you where to find somebody that can help you. I've been very fortunate to know people that I've been able to send to those companies, and they've been able, and many of them have gotten good jobs that way and stayed, you know, still with the company.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just told them, I said, just say I referred them and talk to the person, whoever is in charge, because they change. You can't give a name because you never know what the name of the person is going to be that's working at that time.
Sure.
I just say, I try to be fair and say, just go in and have an interview and see what happens.
Right. Okay. Would you like to have any last minute question that any that or any suggestion or any message?
Are you talking to me?
Yes,
yeah.
I am.
I can't say often enough that we must every day, at the end of the day, when the day is over, no matter how good the day was or how ridiculous it was, remember to thank God for the blessings he's given you and turn the day over to him and then go to bed and tell him you'll be back in the morning to pick up your place in this universe. And believe me, you'll be amazed at how good you'll sleep and how good the next day will run, because I've been doing that ever since Grandma told me, since I was 10 years old, and I've seen a lot of tough things, but I've walked through it, and as you can tell, I'm a very positive person. I can only see the cup full. I can't see it empty.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So my message is love and light.
Right.
We're so grateful that we've been able to reach out to you and that you're calling, and see you next week.
Help you. And I do retreats. I have a retreat house and I do retreats. So if you're interested, call and we'll talk. Okay?
Great.
Okie doke. Thank you for being with us.
And again, love and light.
And
that fill your whole life.
It will. There's nothing better than love and light, and it does fill your whole life. So have a wonderful week, okay?
Good. Bye now.
Bye-bye.